Nolte, Biden campaign chair surrenders Florida's 30 electoral votes to Trump. By John Nolte on June 25, 2024. Joe Biden's campaign chairwoman, Jen O'Malley Dillon, has already conceded Florida's 30 electoral votes to former President Donald Trump. During a podcast interview with the far-left Puck, O'Malley Dillon was asked if the campaign considered Florida a legitimate battleground state his fraudulency would contest in the coming months. Her answer was a flat, no. It gets even better. Biden's ground organizing staff in Florida heard the news and is now completely demoralized. Writing Florida off through a paywalled Puck News article while at Florida for Biden staff are on the ground organizing here is not great. One Biden crybaby crybabied on Twitter. Adding, not a lot of staffers, consultants, or organizers are in a position to say it. But this was such an unnecessary, demoralizing gut punch. Well, I sure hope so. You want to mutilate kids? You want to murder born alive babies? You want to pour the third world into our country through a wide open border? Then you deserve all the heartache life throws at you. Watch, Carville, this economy is not that good for young Americans. Later, as if to prove what a disaster the Biden campaign is, the Biden campaign's battleground state's director Dan Cannon quickly fired off a statement to The Hill, saying, Florida is in play. Florida is in play for President Biden and Democrats up and down the ballot. Trump and his out-of-touch loyalists are taking the state for granted, while their extreme agenda continues to increase costs and rip away Floridians' freedoms. The president has a strong story to tell on the issues that matter most to Floridians, which is why our campaign continues to scale up our presence and investments into the state. Nothing like adding mixed messaging on top of surrender to give everyone confidence. Things are so desperate over at Biden's campaign HQ that O'Malley Dillon said they are making a play for North Carolina when, according to the Real Clear Politics, RCP, average poll of North Carolina polls, Trump is up by 5.8 points. Watch, CNN's Van Jones, game over if Biden messes up at debate, this is the entire election. In 2020, Trump won North Carolina by 1.3 points. In 2016, Trump won the Tar Heel state by 3.6 points. Out of nearly 30 polls taken this year, Biden has only scored a tiny lead in two North Carolina polls, and those polls are more than a year old. Joe Biden is not going to win North Carolina. As far as Florida, don't make me laugh. Real Clear Politics doesn't even list it as a toss-up. Currently, in the RCP average poll of Florida state polls, Trump leads Hunter's dad by 7.6 points. In 2020, Trump won Florida by 3.3 points. In 2016, Trump won the Sunshine State by 1.2 points. In fact, the only state Trump won in 2020 that is listed as an RCP toss-up is North Carolina. But eight states we were told Biden won in 2020 are listed as toss-ups, including Virginia and Minnesota, which should both be safe in Biden's column. If you're a Democrat presidential candidate who has to defend Minnesota, by all means, waste all the time you want in North Carolina and Florida. Things can change, but as someone who's closely watched every presidential campaign since 1984, the Biden campaign is behaving like the classic losing campaign. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning five-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.